please stand up and pick a text. Stand up with your Bible. And we come, as we come before the Lamb of God that cleanses us and washes us. First John chapter 4 and 1 verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. The first song the musician sang, the last stanza says, when the bridegroom comes, will you be ready? And your vessel all filled and bright? He said, you will be among the foolish virgins if you do not walk in the light. What is he talking about? How will you be like the foolish virgins? Can we read Matthew chapter 25? Matthew chapter 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward, there came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Take note here, the wise and the foolish virgins. What made them wise? Take note. The two of them had their lamps and they went out with lamps. Listen, church. The two of them, for them to take their lamps and go out, it means there was some oil inside. Am I correct? But what made them foolish? I make one wise. The wise had extra oil. But the foolish just depended on that oil they had, on that lamp. That's what made them foolish. So, in a little exhortation, I titled the extra oil. The extra oil. Because that is what differentiates the foolish from the wise. The extra oil. Extra oil. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And why do you need extra oil? Why do you need the extra oil? And every one of us, we need that extra oil. In every journey, we sing this song. There's something about from earth to glory. All along the pilgrim journey, Savior led. Let me walk with thee. There is a journey we are into. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to cover, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without willing, but my Lord leads me on through him. I must see, we came to this world, we are only passing through from here to glory. This world is not our home. There's a country far beyond the starry sky. Hallelujah. My home is far beyond the clouds. My home is in heaven. I go to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. A many mansion. Our elder brother went to prepare a place for us. Better know it. In all your struggling on earth here, you are a pilgrim. We are marching to Zion. Beauty. Upward to Zion. Hallelujah. Chris Oyagulome, I heard him saying that song is wrong. I didn't say they told me, I heard him. That the Bible says, when you come to Christ, you have come to Mount Zion. It says some people are saying, we are marching to Zion. Because he does not understand what that songwriter is saying. Yes, you have come to Christ. That is Mount Zion. Amen. You have come to Christ to take you to Mount Zion. When you come to Christ, you have potentially come to Mount Zion, because that is the boat that takes you there. Amen. So take note of it. In every journey, number one, the distance to be covered determines your preparation. The distance, see, if you are driving within the town and your car has only enter reserve, you are not afraid that it has entered reserve. Why? Because you are within the town. There are many filling stations. You can branch anyhow. But if you have to travel from here, and it is so many hours journey you have to drive, the first thing is to make sure that your fuel, your tank of your car has enough fuel for the journey. Oh, I'm speaking the gospel. And a good driver, we have extra tire. Extra oil. Hallelujah. Vehicles that drive through the desert, they put extra spaces for extra jerrycan of fuel. Extra. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even extra water. There's water in the radiator, but there must be extra water. In case. And we know what the oil is. The oil is to keep the lamp shining, burning. What is the lamp? The lamp is God's word. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet. The Bible says so. Praise the Lord. What is the oil? The oil is the Holy Ghost to make you understand the word and to do the word. The Holy Ghost, that is what that oil signifies. To do the work, to understand the word of God, and to do what the word of God says you should do. That is what the Holy Ghost is given for. To understand what? To understand. The Holy Ghost is given to you to understand. To understand the divine agenda for salvation. So that you will not just be a religious person. You're going to church and you don't know where God is. You don't know why the Bible says we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and Christ himself being the cornerstone. in a building, the corner, there is a cornerstone that determines when you should bend. Because there is a junction of time. Every given period, there is a junction of time. In God's agenda, there's a program. Every believer is supposed to know where is God now as far as agenda for salvation is concerned. If you don't know, you're only a religious person. You have to, by the Holy Ghost, by that oil, you are supposed to understand the principles of God. You are supposed to understand the ways of God. A lot of us end only in anointing, end only in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible says that the children of God saw the acts of God. Israel saw the acts. They saw pillar of fire. They saw cloud. They saw the Red Sea parted. They saw manna fall down. That's all they know. But Moses knew the ways of God. Oh, glory be to God. Moses knew the ways of God. That's why Moses will not do the nonsense that those children of Israel were doing. He knew better. The Holy Ghost is given for us to also understand the spiritual battles that we have to face. Hallelujah. So that we can understand how to fight the kingdom of darkness. And the ability, the Holy Ghost gives us the ability, that is the oil, the ability to do what God expects us to do. He gives you the grace. He gives you the power. Acts 1 chapter 8. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power to do what? Power to cast out devils. The power that transforms a sinner to a saint. The power to preach the gospel. You shall receive power. Because everything we do by the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 says, "For it is God which worketh in us." That's why he says, greater is he that is in us. It's God which worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. As many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. This sign shall follow them that believe. All by the enablement of the Holy Ghost. They will lay hand upon the sick. The sick shall recover. They will cast out devils. They will speak in new tongues. By the power of the indwelling spirit. And when you have the Holy Ghost, he leads you. He causes you to walk in the spirit. He causes you. For them that are led by the spirit, they are the sons of God. I'm talking about what the oil does. Hallelujah. The oil, according to James chapter 4 and verse 4, it speaks about you adulterers and adulteresses. He said, "Know ye not that the friendship of this world is enmity with God?" He said, "Ye adulterers." Hallelujah. And adulteresses. He's not talking about physical fornication. He says, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Ah, that scripture is talking about worldly fashions. Worldly things. The way you pursue the things of this world to the detriment of your soul. All our attention is on everything in the world here. God is looking at you as an adulterer. As an adulteress. You must stand out and look different from the world. In everything we do. The way we do our business. The way we live our lives with our neighbors. The way we dress. The way we relate everywhere. We are supposed to be ambassadors. Because we are in this world but not of this world. We are pilgrims and strangers in this world. We are traveling from earth to glory. Praise the Lord. And so the Holy Ghost gives us power also to overcome besetting sins. Sins around you that you want to move forward, it draws you back. And every Christian has it around him, has it around her. Besetting sin. Something you want to move forward spiritually, this flesh will cause you. Come on, that besetting sin, number one enemy you have, it is your flesh. It gives you power to overcome this flesh. Apostle Paul had that power and he had the ability to put under the flesh, the body. He put under, tame the body. The Holy Ghost give you the ability to say no when you should say no to this body. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why you need the extra oil. Hallelujah. We need the extra oil because we are in the midst of gross darkness. To shine your light through this darkness, the small oil that you have in your Sunday school, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, the oil you need will not sustain you if you stop at that level. Oh. Gross darkness. Number three, the reason why you need the extra oil. Remember I said because the journey is long and rough. A journey that is long, like I said, you have to prepare. The angel told Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 19. Let's read it. 1 Kings chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 7 and verse 8. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched Elijah, and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. I read it again, verse 7. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched Elijah, touched him, and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Verse 8. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Listen very well. There's another pattern in the Bible. They were to leave Egypt to the promised land. And there was a food they were supposed to eat. And the reason he said they should kill that lamb and eat it and told them how they will prepare it is because they were leaving Egypt for their promised land on a journey that will pass through the wilderness. And the Bible called that wilderness, says the wilderness of sin. What a coincidence. You are going to pass through the wilderness. And they ate it, because they ate it, Caleb gave his testimony when he was now 80 something years old. And he said, after 40 years, that means he must have, by the time he left Egypt, must have been about 40 years old. Now he's over 80 years, and he said, since he left, he said his strength has not diminished. He is as strong as when he was 40 years when they were marching through the wilderness. What gave him the strength? It is what they ate before the journey began. And the Bible tells us that Christ is our Passover. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus Christ is our Passover. And we are supposed to eat. In John chapter 8, he said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. That means you have no strength in you. The strength of the believer to move from earth to glory is the flesh and the blood of Jesus Christ. You need to eat it to have strength to go in this journey. So that while you are going, hallelujah, the pilgrim song see me through. Lord
Jesus, see me through.
See me through.
See me through. Lord Jesus, see me through.
The surrender, the surrender. I'm all wrong. I'm all wrong.
There is a victory to be won.
Give me power.
Give me power.
As songwriter, you understand the race. When you enter Christ, and you enter by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you have started a journey from earth to glory. The strength that you need. Strength is in what you eat. Anybody that is weak is because of what you eat. Glory be to God. I've been standing for hours. It's because of waiting my wife, they give me chop. No injection, I don't take injection anywhere. Now food. Where they eat. He gave food when I chop finish. My wife know. If I chop finish, call me for prayer. Should they pray, sleep, don't go. I don't sleep off. There are food that when you eat, you know. The next thing is sleep. All your body is gone. Wow. To think, you know if you think. See, spiritual people are listening to me now. I said there is food where you eat. Eh? Hallelujah. Move, you cannot move. Pray, you cannot pray. I am preaching the gospel. I am a spiritual dietitian. Except you eat my food. I want you. Oh, Jesus has a table spread.
We are the saints of God. He invites his chosen people. Come and dine.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why you need extra oil. The another reason why you need extra oil is because in the journey, you may not get original oil to buy on the way. Hallelujah. Pastor Thomas one time traveled with his jeep in the road there around Ore. He branched a filling station and put fuel in his jeep. Immediately he moved some few minutes, the car began to jack. When they sent for a mechanic to come and check it, the car refused to move. They found out that it was adulterated fuel. They had to bring down his tank, pour that oil away, clean up the injector system, clean up everything, and then put a good fuel before the car moved. There are many people sitting down here today. You have broken down in your spiritual life because you put on, adulterated the Holy Ghost. Adulterated the Holy Ghost. unknown to you, you don't know there is another gospel. There is another spirit. There is another Jesus. Instead of the original Holy Ghost, they gave you, take it. Since you took it, your spiritual life began to decline. That is why you need the extra oil. You carry it along. Get enough. You are listening to me now, so that a sister called me from Zamfara or somewhere. Maybe you are listening to me now. The husband is threatening the marriage unless you follow me. Go Catholic Church. Pastor, what do I do? Get enough oil. When you stay there, they are doing Hail Mary, you have enough oil. Saint Jude, pray for me, you have enough oil. Hallelujah. It can't affect you. They say, come for Ash Wednesday, you have enough oil. Put it, you're not going to enter. Greater is he that is in me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's not about the church you go to. It is about the oil you have. It's about the oil you have. Tap your neighbor, say, get the extra oil. Tell four people around you, get extra oil. That is the problem with Christianity. Adulteration of the gospel, adulteration of eternal life, adulteration of everything spiritual. But the wise ones had enough, had the extra oil. That is what we are gathering here today for. We are gathering here for the extra oil. Extra oil. Hallelujah. Eliezer, in chapter 24 of Genesis, was asked to go and bring a wife for Isaac. Amen. People don't know that it is talking about the gospel. Particularly, Abraham told him, don't pick a wife out of this place. Among these Canaanites, go to my kindred, where I come from. Eliezer is a servant that Abraham got from Damascus. He is not from the same place with Abraham. So, he doesn't know how many days it will take from the land of Canaan to where Abraham directed him to go. Because he didn't know how long the journey will last, he did not take only one camel. How many camels did he take? He took 10 camels. How many camels did he take? 10 extra. Not the only one he go ride. He's supposed to ride only one camel now. But he went with 10. Because he doesn't know how far, how long. In case one quench, he will continue with the rest. Extra oil. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If there is extra work to be done, then there must be extra oil also for it. And in this age, the devil, in this our age, in the seventh church age, we have a sevenfold evil, sevenfold darkness, sevenfold confusion, sevenfold adulteration by the devil. His activity in the church is in sevenfold. His activity in the whole world is in sevenfold. In the days of Apostle Paul, see him talking about fornication, lasciviousness. Apostle Paul, they talk. They listen to them and they talk. At that time, did they have internet? At that time, did they even have telephone? At the time he was speaking, were there cars? Now. So you know that the evil at that time that he was fighting, Now, we have to fight it now sevenfold. The children that you are bringing up, they know how to operate computer more than you. They can even hack it. Don't even bother thinking that you are going to give parental control. As you are giving parental, look, my daughter, who is 5 years old or so, he said, he's been battling the mother's phone, want to use the mother's phone. He sat down in the car. The mama didn't say she did sleep. He took the phone and was unlocking it. When she finished unlocking it, then the girl said, My wife shouted, "Oh! This girl has seen it." The password in the internet in my house, the children all had it. Meanwhile, I said they hide them. Only me know the password. I don't know, say, he gets something for that phone. Where they set them. As they punch the thing, I don't know, say, when they come, they go recall the thing. And they go tell them what to be the password. Small children. 10 years, 11 years, 8 years. That is the age we are in now. And imagine the flow of information that these our children have. Imagine their exposure to all the evil that is in the internet. That is in the television. If you used to pray for only 1 hour before, now you know how many hours you need to pray. The work that we have now requires extra oil. The work that we need now, we need extra Holy Ghost. Extra oil. And that's why the wisest thing that you can do now is to ask for this extra oil. It's not enough for you to say, "I have the Holy Ghost. I have the Holy Ghost. I am born again. I am saved. You are a virgin." But don't be foolish. You are foolish, you will regret it. What makes you wise is that extra oil. James chapter 4, verse 6. He says, hallelujah. Maybe read it from verse 4 to verse 6, the way he put it. "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." He said, do you think that the scripture said in vain, "The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy"? But, that's where I'm going, "He giveth more grace." He giveth extra. He doesn't just give grace. He gives more grace. Not just grace, but more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud. He resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Jesus Christ was teaching in the Beatitude. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God." Who are those who are poor in the spirit? It's you who see spiritual need around you. You see the need for the things of the spirit, for Christian virtue around you, and you look inwardly sincerely and you see yourself empty. You see need for it. You see how poor you are. You have assessed yourself in the fruit of the Spirit. You score yourself 0 in sincerity. You have looked at your spiritual life as against the expectation of God, because God says, be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And to be perfect, it's not going to be easy. And you see, all around you is imperfection. You are the poor in spirit when you accept it. Now, pride will not allow you to accept it. And that's why he said he resisted the poor, but giveth more grace to the humble. He giveth grace to the humble. Who is the humble? The humble is he who sees the spiritual estate and say, no, I want more of you. I want more of you. I want extra. I have, but I want more. This one is not enough. I know I cannot live a life pleasing before you with the level that I am now. I need more. You are the one. He giveth more grace. You are the one. He giveth more grace. Extra oil. Extra oil is more grace. And every one of us, we can never have enough of grace. In this age, you need more than speaking in tongues to overcome. In this grace, in this age, you need more than going to a mountain to overcome. In this age, you need more than appointment, office holder, pastor, prophet. In fact, the mere fact that I stand here to preach, hey, I need more grace. Because the battles are facing me, I have enemies from without and enemies from within. Oh, you people don't know what I face. Let me just misplace something small. Let me just misplace one scripture small. Let me just do one small mistake. If you see some kind text messages I receive, the language that is used, I'll say, is this my member that calls me his father in the Lord? They're using this language like this. We bash me, eh? I go, look, I say, chai, this pastor walking around. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the reason why we do everything. I was counseling a sister. I said, those of us who are gifted, they watch us. When this church was 1 year old, we went to camp. For 1 week, I was fasting and praying. I held a bottle of oil I was praying with, so that I will use it for ministration. A minister among us, among the ministers. I didn't know that when I pray for somebody, I said, bring me that oil. I was telling my peer, bring me that oil. Minister among us, in the heat, where would he say, he tapped me. Sir, what is it in that particular bottle? Because he has been observing me. A minister is watching to see. Because they say, I go get power from TB Joshua. That's what they were saying in all intermediate churches. So that minister came. His name is Felix Oku. You can go and ask him. Oku, Felix Oku. He came to me and said, sir, what is it in that bottle? I was ministering. I was praying for somebody to tap me to stop me. From that day, I said, no, there's nothing there. Give me your own oil. He was holding oil. I had to collect his own. They brought him. I said, no. I said, let them give it to him. I said, you can carry that one and go. I'm going to use your own. From that day, I don't have special oil. I don't have special bottle. I don't have special handkerchief. I don't have special... There is no special... From that day, I know they lock my office. I don't get key anywhere. I have house helps in my house. I know they lock my bedroom. I don't get key anywhere. If I get money, I know I make a thief. It's in my pocket and they work out with her every time. And they work out with her every time. You have to be extra vigilant. Extra vigilant. Extra. That is the reason why. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Prophet John was at Surulere and saw a sister that he had seen long time ago. He came out of his car and ran and held down the hog down the street. I received a call. Pastor, see what your minister is doing. Open here, see him romancing a girl in the street. I said, wait, I said, no, be said, they say, I didn't look and I didn't see and see and see and see him. It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a shame. I called John, John, where are you? I'm in Surulere lady. I said, you are in so 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 place, so so place. He thought I am seeing vision. I said, no, be vision. The person see you, the hug girl there. He said, ah, daddy. Hey, wait. My former pastor will not even park his car in front of a hotel. So that your testimony is not dented. In this age, there will be extra power for extra exploits. Therefore, this is the age you increase in your purity. The accuser of the brethren has too many things to label against us. Therefore, we'll be extra careful, extra careful, extra careful. A friend of mine that was one time a governor, military governor, and he was telling me after they were changed, was governor of Gongola State. So the presidential jet, after he handed over, that was supposed to bring him to Lagos. He said he told the pilot, meet the assembly branch, go Jos. He was telling me, since they were not expecting him in Jos, there was no protocol to receive him in Jos. He said when he came down, told the plane to continue, he took airport taxi. And he was telling me, he said, Kai, public office, na prison. He said, imagine the freedom. See him passing, nobody knows na him. He said he was so free. He was so free. But as governor, you move everywhere, then they follow you. You move everywhere, then they follow you. Finally, Luke chapter 12. Verse 35 up to verse 40. The parable that the Lord Jesus Christ gave there. This is what he put it. Let your loins be guided about, and your lights burning. Listen, not just shining, but what? Burn. And the light cannot burn except there is oil. Let's read on. Let's read again verse 35. Let your loins be guided about, and your lights burning. And you yourselves, like unto men that wait for their Lord. A posture of waiting, a posture of expectation, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching, watching. Watch it. Verily I say unto you that he shall guard himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief will come, he will have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Finally, be ye therefore ready also. For the Son of Man coming at an hour when you think not. See? And that is what should be. Anybody that says he's a minister in this end time, our duty is to get the people ready to receive him. That is where our emphasis is. Preparing you for the soon coming of the Lord. And to get you ready, you need extra oil. Tell your neighbor, you need extra oil. Everybody here, you need extra oil. extra oil. Hallelujah. There must be a posture of humility for that. See, listen. Listen. One of the reasons you see people under very violent anointing. Listen. When the Holy Ghost comes, there are some people that they just stay like me and they don't fall under anointing. The day I received the Holy Ghost, tears were just coming out of my eyes. How did I know it was the Holy Ghost? After that day, my life has not been the same again. There are some of you, especially women, and some men too. When the Holy Ghost comes, four coordinators cannot hold you. Do you know why? It is the Holy Ghost knocking. Open for me to come and sup with you. And you are remembering the trouser where you know one live. The jewelries where you want no one live. You can see I'm speaking confidently. I am sure somebody here will receive the Holy Ghost today. That is my ministry. Oyedepo said his ministry is to make people wealthy. He's in the ministry of prosperity. I'm not arguing with him. There's prosperity in the Bible. T.B. Joshua to cast out devils and heal the sick. I'm not arguing with him. It's in the Bible. Do you understand me? I am not arguing with them. I didn't say they are wrong. It's in the Bible. If you want to make money, go to Oyedepo Church. If too many demons are disturbing you, go to T.B. Joshua. Am I speaking against them? No. Everybody boasts. Me too, I'm boasting of something. Hallelujah. I have a ministry. That's why God gave me a key. To open the door into the kingdom. I have a ministry to keep people eternal life. If you want eternal life, shout, I will get eternal life today. Hallelujah. Where is that eternal life? My Bible tells me eternal life is in the soul. Eternal life is in the church, in the soul. Eternal life is not in bread assembly. Eternal life is not in bread assembly church. Eternal life is in the soul. That's why I am marketing the soul. I didn't say come to bride assembly. I said come to the Savior. Make no delay.
Here in this world, He has shown our glory. He is here to be. He is standing today. Tell Him that He will come. Oh,
Hallelujah. See that verse. Oyedepo knows all the scripture for prosperity. Listen to him, oh. I'm not condemning him, oh. Because prosperity is in the Bible. So he has combed everywhere in the Bible for prosperity. Me, I have combed the Bible everywhere for eternal life. That's my specialization. Listen. Anywhere I go for program, we close the program with communion service. Do you think I'm telling you to come and eat the bread and drink wine? No! It is for baptism of the Holy Ghost. Eternal life is in Christ. Listen. If Christ is our sacrificial lamb. Father, make I talk finish now. Father, make I talk small now first. Eh? The Holy Ghost is anxious. See, I saw something the day before yesterday or so. There's somebody here that God is going to catch. Eh? The way I saw it, eh? God has been looking for opportunity to catch you. Eh? The way he will catch you. You know what I mean? He will catch you and so possess you. Eh? Eh? And God has chosen. He will catch you. When he catch you. That means that person has been arguing with God. He has been doing like this with God. God decided he will catch you. Listen, I explain this every time. Anywhere I go. See, Hebrews chapter 10, let's read it. Verse 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we understand what we're talking about. Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, can never continually make the commas thereunto perfect. It can't make them perfect. For then will they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. Note verse 4. This is the reason. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. In the law, when you commit sin every year, God made provision. The soul that sinner shall die, but all his children will die because they are very carnal. So he made provision for atonement. But it was speaking about the perfect sacrifice that was coming. Bring a lamb to the high priest. Confess your sin. Instead of you to die, the animal will die. Then you go. Your sins are atoned. Apostle Paul is saying, but there is nothing in the blood of that animal that can affect the conscience of the sinner. So he goes back and continues, because his conscience has not been affected by that sacrifice. So he has to repeat it every year again, because there's nothing for perfection in the blood of an animal. Remember, in the law, he forbade them from eating blood, because the life of the flesh is in the blood. There is a life in the blood of that animal, but the life there cannot affect the conscience of the sinner. So he's still a sinner. So God made himself a perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. And that is why John the Baptist saw Jesus Christ in one of his crusades, chapter 1 verse 18, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. He became the sacrificial lamb. Why? Because there is a life also in the blood of Jesus. Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. There is a life in the blood of Jesus. That life, he was hanging on the cross. A soldier in John chapter 19 pierced his side. Blood and water came out. and he shouted, "It is finished," and gave up the ghost. The ghost that left him as the blood came out is the Holy Ghost. That is the Holy Ghost. The life that is in his blood is eternal life. He released it and it came down on the day of Pentecost. What happened in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, is that life that was released on the cross. And when you come and place your hand, your faith on the work on the cross on Calvary, which is demonstrated by that water baptism, you accept what he did on the cross for you, all your sins are remitted, and that life in that blood comes upon the sinner and begins to deal with the nature of sin. And that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the ability to live a life pleasing before God by the enablement of the indwelling Spirit. Nobody can live a righteous life without the Holy Ghost. Your ability to say no is determined by the Spirit that is dwelling in you. That is what we call the fruit of the Spirit. There is a Spirit in you, and you display the fruit of that Spirit. For a tree is known by her fruits. Jesus said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." That is why, when you receive this anointing, hallelujah, there is the anointing of the Holy Ghost, there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I am talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, not the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is God looking for anybody to use. He finds you, he says, "Come upon you for that purpose." He finishes, you go your way. That is why you see some people gifted in miracles, signs and wonders, in vision, in prophecy. But the life they live is contrary to the scripture. And yet, the gift is flowing yafu yafu. It is because that person is a borrowed vessel. I will not be a borrowed vessel. I don't know how many more can say that. I will not be a borrowed vessel. Hallelujah. There is a race I must run.
There's a victory.
There is a victory. If you catch the revelation of what is ahead of us in this age as Christians, you will not wait for this sermon before every day you are asking for more oil, extra oil, extra revelation, extra power, extra grace. More. I want more of you, more of you, more of you, more of you. Your song must be, "Give me the power to do your will, oh Lord, I pray." That is the kind of song you must sing in this age.